Hey, Daily Dosers, happy Monday to you. We are starting something new, and that is every Monday Daily Dose for the foreseeable future is going to be a little bit of an add-on from the weekend message. I know some of you are like, I don't listen to your weekend messages. Well, you should. And even if you don't listen to the weekend messages, hopefully we'll be so clear that you're like, okay, maybe I'll go back and watch it, but you don't need to have it. But here's what we thought. Every Monday is going to be like a bonus Monday. You heard the weekend message. Here's something we left off or something that we would love to expound on more. But I always take way too much time, even in my messages. And so as we jump into that today, let me remind some of you, because whether you watched online or you watched our weekend message, you felt this little like, ooh, maybe I should volunteer in the children's ministry, but you haven't done it yet. You heard that we had 1,195 new kids come into our classrooms just since January. 1,195 kids, birth through fifth grade. Just since January. So we need over 230 of you to help. If you thought, man, I want to do that, but I know life got busy yesterday or this weekend and you got carried away and stuff, I just want to encourage you, don't let that moment slip by. Even right now, turn me off. Lord, you don't need another message from me. Go to northcoastchurch.com and sign up. Here's the thing I wanted to cap on this weekend's message. We saw this amazing story of King David's third son, Absalom, trying to take the throne. 4 years of building up his popularity, his PR, 4 years of trying to win the hearts of Israelites, finally pushes dad from the castle. Dad starts running with all of his men. He crosses the Kidron Valley, and the Bible says, as he is heading up the Mount of Olives, he begins to weep, and all the people with him are crying and mourning. Why? Because they lost the kingdom. Because the kingdom's in a total uproar right now. And at the end of the message, because of time, I didn't have enough time to get into it, but I talked about this. There is a third option to bow to. Because the story we're doing right now with David is about a son, Absalom, who's trying to take the throne, and David who's trying to hold on to it. And we've got to really be honest and read the scripture for what it is and realize we're not going to vote for either of them. I do not want my son to grow up and be Absalom, and my kids do not want me to grow up and be like David. I just don't have a vote in this two-party king system that's going on right now. And we stopped and realized what is being paralleled here, that 1,000 years later, Jesus will cross the Kidron Valley and go up to the Mount of Olives, and there he will pray, and there he will weep for Jerusalem. And there is where Judas will come. And that's where the mock trial is going to take him into possession and start at that moment on. In the exact same place of David walking away from a kingdom, weeping for it, we have a true Israelite, a sinless Hebrew. We have a son of God in the exact same Mount of Olives, crossing the exact same Kidron Valley, crying over Jerusalem, saying, you have no idea the type of king I want to be for you. But you refuse to yield. See, this is the theme that Jesus will pick up. In the book of Mark, Mark won't start with a manger story. He won't start with wise men and angels. That's with Matthew and Luke. Mark's just going to jump right into who Jesus was. He's going to jump right into John the Baptist, Jesus being baptized, something like a dove, not a dove, the Spirit of God coming down his life, and God saying, this is my son whom I love and whom I'm well pleased. And the very first words in red in the book of Mark are this. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Mark doesn't give an hour speech. Mark doesn't give three chapters of writing. Mark just sums it all up. Let me tell you, there is good news. There is new leadership. There is a new king. There is a new political party, and it's not one that's going to be filled with crookedness or evil on both sides. You've got a Lord. You've got a king. You've got a kingdom of God. And Jesus himself tells the crowd, the kingdom of God is near. Not at the end of your life. How near is it? All you got to do is repent and believe. If you're watching a Daily Dose, probably because you're a believer and probably because you're a Christian, can this just sink into your mindset today and hopefully forever? You and I walk in the kingdom of God daily. The kingdom of God is not just a place I'm going to at the end of my life. It's God's, wherever God's rule, his power, his sovereignty is. If you and I walk in repentance and lordship, that's what believing is, that he's truly Lord of my life. If you and I can walk in repentance and lordship, we walk daily in the power and the sovereignty and the rule of God. Good news, it's near. It's just a prayer away. His part is willing. He's done it all. Your part is simply that prayer and walking with him.